Hello and welcome to the Warren Group's August Foreclosure Podcast, where we'll be diving into the latest foreclosure trends and stats across Massachusetts. There were 966 foreclosure starts in the Bay State in August, a 0.7% increase from last year's mark. This marks the seventh out of 8 months of positive percentage increases in 2016. And now joining us to just discuss these trends is Timothy Warren, CEO of the Warren Group. Hey, Tim.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good to have you here.
Thanks.
So foreclosure starts in July and August are just about level with those same months last year. Is this a new trend after steady increases in recent months?
Well, foreclosure starts rose dramatically in the prior years. They were up in 2014 and 2015. And then the first 6 months of 2016 repeated this pattern. But over the summer, the picture changed a bit. July starts showed a modest 1% decline, and August starts showed a modest 1% increase. Additionally, the August total is the lowest monthly total that we've seen in the starts in 7 months. We believe that the two-and-a-half-year trend of rising foreclosure starts was because lenders were working off a large backlog of delinquent mortgages. The theory is that the lenders move slowly and cautiously on processing foreclosures in 2013 and 2014 due to regulatory pressure and legal challenges to their procedures. We called it a clogged pipeline of doomed mortgages waiting for processing. The leveling off of foreclosure volume over the summer could very well be that the clog in the pipeline has been cleared, and we can expect a more steady or perhaps even a declining flow of foreclosures in the future. I'd like to think that the number of starts will start to decline steadily in the coming months, but I don't have any data to give us a clear view of the future of foreclosure starts.
Interesting. And although foreclosure petitions are beginning to ease in Massachusetts, they're still on pace to have the most starts since 2011. Are there any noticeable trends which have helped create this uptick?
As I outlined a moment ago, the major factor in the two-and-a-half-year increase in foreclosure starts is the large backlog of delinquent mortgages awaiting action. But another trend may be emerging now as foreclosure starts level off a bit. That trend is the robust real estate market that Massachusetts is enjoying this year. Sales so far in 2016 are up 14%, and inventory of homes for sale is extraordinarily low and keeps falling. That creates a strong demand for homes, and distressed properties are perhaps a source of the supply. It seems plausible that foreclosures could be avoided in some cases as investors step forward and make acceptable offers on distressed properties before the expensive foreclosure process gets started by the lenders.
And lastly, auctions in the Bay State are on the rise and are on pace to have their highest annual total in 4 years. What market activity do you believe has led to this?
Well, the foreclosure process takes well over a year to complete. Scheduling an auction and doing the legal advertising for it is one step lenders must take after the petition to foreclose, or what we call the foreclosure start. Last year, foreclosure starts were up 55%. So it's only logical that this year that auctions are up 43%.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and the services that the Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.